Hello, this is Miles Dixon from LearnTheMusicBizOnline.net. Today we have Maurice Russell from Harry Fox Agency. Maurice?
Yes, hello everyone. All right, so let me talk about Harry Fox to begin with. Harry Fox is the leading agency for mechanical rights in the U.S. The company was founded in 1927. We currently represent 31,000 U.S. publishers for mechanical rights. And I'm sure your next question is going to be, what is a mechanical license? A mechanical license is required when you use a song copyright that is distributed in a sound recording to the public for private use. And that, you know, includes things like CDs, tapes, digital downloads, ringtones, basically anything that is recorded, that is distributed as a recording to the public that has publishing rights in it. And it's not to be confused with performance rights, which are payable to publishers when recordings are broadcast to the public, for instance, over the radio and in public and on television and in concert venues and things like that. That's a separate license, and that's something that's handled by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. So I want to just draw that distinction from the beginning. Mechanical licenses really fall into can be viewed in two ways, those that fall under the statutory provisions of the Copyright Act and those that don't. The ones that do are basically any recording that has, any song that's been released on a recording and distributed to the public once is basically available for anyone to record as a cover as long as they follow the provisions laid out in the statute, which is involves notification to the publisher and payment of a statutory rate. And that rate is currently 9.1 cents for songs that are 5 minutes or less, and 1.75 cents per minute for songs that are over 5 minutes. Other distinguishing features for this category are it has to be audio only. It has to be it cannot be the first use of that song on a recording. It can't be what we call a derivative work, which means that you can't substantially alter the publishing copyright that's being recorded. If you're doing that, you are basically potentially creating a new arrangement, and you have to clear that with the publisher. And then the last condition is that it really can't be a what is called a dramatic work, which is really involved when you talk about things like Broadway tunes and operas and things like that. If you have questions about whether or not anything falls within that provision, you need to contact the publisher.
Okay. All right. And basically, how can people basically find out what publishing company? How can they find out the publishing company? How to contact the publishing company?
Well, there are a lot of you can look at a lot of different sources. For instance, online, you can come to Harry Fox, Harry Fox's website to look at our database if you need to check in advance. If you know that what you're doing, though, is definitely within the compulsory provision, you can just come to us and get a license. And if we represent the publisher, we'll issue you a license for everything that we represent. So you don't normally have to do that kind of checking ahead of time. It's really if there are concerns that you might have about something being altered so much, for instance, that it is it could be construed as a new arrangement, and you need to get their approval beforehand before you can get the license.
Okay. Well, what does it take in order to join the Harry Fox Agency?
Well, as a publisher, basically, you can affiliate as long as you have one song that has been commercially released.
Okay. And what are some of the advantages to join?
Well, Harry Fox has a one-to-many relationship with publishers and with licensees. So what you get is an opportunity to have your song in a database that anyone who may want to license it is most likely going to go to. Most licensees come to Harry Fox first to figure out whether or not we represent them and try to license it through us. It's really a disadvantage from the licensee's perspective to have to go directly to publishers to get licenses. It's very cumbersome because in many cases songs are owned in multiple shares. So it's not necessarily one publisher that has 100% of the song. It could be split any number of ways. And if you were to have to do that yourself, you would first of all have to find out who all of those owners are, and then you'd have to go out and contact them, do licenses with them, and pay them. If you were to multiply that, you know, let's say you had 3 shares on one song times an album that had 10 tracks, that's 30 different people that you have to contact.
Right.
The advantage is if you came to Harry Fox, in many cases, Harry Fox will represent a lot of or all of those publishers, and it's sort of one-stop shopping. So that's an advantage to the public, to the small publisher who may be a writer himself and whose business is really to do the creative side and create content, not to do publishing administration.
So it's basically, y'all help cut down the headache.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. Well, basically, if I was to start my own publishing company and only administer my own music, can I still join?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, as long as you meet the condition that I mentioned earlier, which is that you have to have at least one song that is commercially available. So you can. And then, as a matter of fact, we have many small publishers that are affiliated with Harry Fox.
You had said earlier you have like at least 31,000 companies are members?
We have 31,000 publishers that are Harry Fox affiliates in the U.S.
Okay. Around how many members can you say you have?
When you say
database, around how many companies are?
That's what I mean.
31,000.
31,000 publishers.
Wow, that's a large amount.
Yeah.
How does the Harry Fox Agency collect money in different, you know, by countries, territories, or what's the territorial diagram?
Well, I mean, the licenses that we issue are for the U.S., but we do have some foreign relationships with foreign societies, and I'll talk about that in a second. But in the U.S., we issue licenses to licensees, for instance, a record company. The record company accounts to us at the statutory rate that I mentioned earlier. Harry Fox takes its commission of 6.75%. And then pays the rest through to the publisher.
Okay. Wow. I remember earlier in the conversation you did say that y'all do not collect money from radio, TV, or movies, right?
No, we do not. We do not. That is a performance right.
Okay. So, because I was going to ask a question, as a label, do I need to get permission from Harry Fox to record a song?
To record a song?
To record, like, if there's an existing song I want to re-record of someone.
No, you just have to get the license because, again, under the Copyright Act and it's Section 115, once the song has been recorded once and distributed to the public, anyone can cover it. So you can do it and come and get a license on a compulsory basis, and you're just obligated to pay that statutory rate.
Okay, so that's what Harry Fox would help me get the permission to use that song. So like,
well, basically, when publishers register with Harry Fox, under that provision, they're basically granting Harry Fox the right to give out the license. So Harry Fox doesn't necessarily have to go to the publisher every time they receive a request from a licensee. The only time that we really have to go to the publishers for consent is to confirm ownership or if for some reason the licensee is asking to pay less than the statutory rate.
So it
also expedites things. On the licensee side, it's fairly quick to get a license and to, you know, get the mechanical side of things taken care of so that you can do your business.
Okay. So what is it? I did my research, but my subscribers, I love this information you give them because it's very important. It's very, very important. And you have said some things that I don't even think they would understand too much if they even read it. I got a question. Do you guys clear samples? Or grant license for the samples?
We do not clear samples. Anytime you do a sample, you need to go to the copyright owners and get permission. And when you talk about samples, you really have to, there are two levels. The first question is, are you sampling just a song, or are you sampling also the actual master recording that the song is on? If you're sampling just the song, you have to go to the publisher and clear that. If you're actually taking a recording and putting that into your recording, or part of that into your recording as a sample, you have to go to the record company that owns the original recording. So you have to make sure that you clear both.
Okay, that was very valid. That was very important information, because a lot of people have a misconception, like, if you only sample like 3 seconds, you won't get sued.
No. No matter what you sample, you need to go to the copyright owner and clear it. And you need to do it as soon as possible. You don't want to put yourself in a position of having released a record and not clearing something like that, because they're not obligated to give you a license, and you really have no leverage to negotiate once something is released.
Okay. So what are some of the penalties for not getting clearances for the songs I record? Like, you know, if I do a remake or a recreation of someone, what are the penalties for not getting license or clearance for the song?
Well, I mean, once you do that, you are creating, you're putting yourself in the situation of being in copyright infringement. And that's something you really don't want to do. And if the copyright owner decides to come after you, you could be liable for some really heavy damages. And if they come after you for statutory damages, I believe that that you could be charged as much as $150,000 per infringement. So it's something you really don't want to do, especially when it's so easy to obtain a mechanical license.
It's just contacting the Harry Fox agency, huh?
Yeah, and we service multiple levels of the market. We work with very small companies and also very large companies. On the small end, you have some artists that are, who need to do demos. You have small organizations like churches and schools that need to do small quantities. We have an online licensing application called Songfile, which allows you to go in and get up to 2,500 units with a credit card. So you not only get licensed, you're licensed and you're paid and you're done.
Right.
And that's very useful for people at that end of the market. And then when you get into the more commercial end of the market, we have an electronic licensing application called eMechanical, which when a new label affiliates with us, we basically give them access to our online tools, and they submit their request to us electronically. So it's not on paper. It's actually them going in to our application, picking the song they want to license, filling out the information, clicking a button, and sending it to us. And then when the license is generated, it's also available to them in that electronic system, and they can sign it electronically. So it's actually paperless.
Okay.
So it's very easy. And then at the high end of the market, where you have large licensees that have heavy volumes, especially digital companies, we have bulk licensing tools where they submit large files to us of thousands of lines that we match against our database and send them license numbers back and files. So I would say that our business has definitely evolved substantially over the last 100 years.
Right.
And, you know, we're trying to meet the needs on both sides. We serve the publishers, and we also need to make it as easy as possible for licensees to obtain licenses. And people shouldn't – I know that people hear mechanical licensing, and they get a little overwhelmed because they don't understand it very well. But the truth is, obtaining mechanical licenses is a pretty straightforward process these days, certainly when you're working with Harry Fox.
Is there any I can tell. I went to your website numerous times and got some information, so I would tell anyone out there, please go to harryfox.com. If you're looking to learn about mechanical rights, you will learn what you need. If not, you do have contact numbers on there to call you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have an email address for, which is publisher services at Harry Fox, that you can send any inquiries to that are not addressed on the site. But we really pack a lot of information on our website, not just about mechanicals, but about copyright and about publishing as well, to help people, you know, navigate the finer points of publishing administration so they can get their records out. So there's definitely a lot of information there, and I would definitely urge anyone who has questions about mechanical licensing to go to harryfox.com.
Okay. Maurice, I thank you. Hopefully, if anything else were to come about that we want our subscribers to know about, I definitely would not hesitate to give you a call.
Absolutely.
Once again, can you give them the information to your site?
Yes, it's www.harryfox.com.
Okay. And we were with Maurice Russell, correct?
Yes, Maurice Russell, Vice President of Licensing, Harry Fox.
Thank you.